Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, LB on History.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I disagree. All right.
Completely.
We do this every once in a while. And the meaningless hope that you might actually learn something while listening to this radio show. So we put 60 seconds on the clock, and then we share with Lyndon Byers an event from history or a person from history, and we ask him to tell us everything that he does or does not know about that person or that event in the 60 seconds that he is allotted. Are you ready on the clock?
Set.
Okay. LB, please tell us everything that you do or do not know about Mother Teresa.
Oh, my God. Who doesn't know about Mother Teresa? She's an angel. She's been a nun that's traveled the world and saved many, many lives, inspired people. She's like the Dalai Lama nun out of the Vatican. She's, she's the original Mother Teresa has passed. She's gone on to heaven and is probably sitting side by each with God. Because she was like the greatest lady of all time. So, I mean, what's to know about her? She traveled the world inspiring people, saving kids.
So you're impeding yourself.
Touching people's heads. Well, what else can you say? What does she do?
Yes.
She comes to Boston. 10,000 people show up and she touches people's heads and they're saved. And they're going to heaven. Like you're Jeffrey Dahmer. If Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, he ate people and Mother Teresa came by and touched him on the head, he went to heaven. You're saved. She was the greatest nun of all time.
All right.
And time.
Now, let's do some fact-checking with Alexa if we can.
Okay.
Everything he said is wrong.
Yeah.
Now, LB mentioned that the OG Mother Teresa had passed. Is there another one?
I think there is.
There's another one?
Yes.
Oh.
What? There's a second?
There's a current Mother Teresa.
What?
Yes.
I don't think it's...
You went to church last
Sunday?
It's
not like the Pope, where you have like a different Pope every
someone that was very religious named their daughter Teresa, who went on to become a nun because she was inspired by Mother Teresa.
Oh, that's how we're explaining this away?
Well, I don't know. I just gave you my information. What do you know about Mother Teresa?
She was born in Skopje.
Let's check
and
see. You
got the computer in front of you. Nice. That's true. Google girl.
Let's see. Shu, can you check? LB said that the Mother Teresa had traveled the world. Can you check and see if that was accurate or not?
Alexa, did Mother Teresa travel the world?
I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
You're fired.
I'm going to throw her out the window.
No, seriously. I gave so much information. She's flabbergasted.
He said that Mother Teresa had passed. Can we check on that?
Alexa, is Mother Teresa dead?
Mother Teresa died in Calcutta on September 5th, 1997 from cardiac arrest.
Oh.
She was 87 years old when she died.
87 years old.
Yeah.
Nailed it. He mentioned that she touched people's heads. Can you check and see if Alexa can confirm that?
I don't know if I want to hear the answer to this. Alexa, did Mother Teresa touch people's heads?
I'm not sure what you meant by that question.
Mother Teresa saved people, because that's what I was talking about.
Well, I don't know if she saved people by touching their heads.
Yes, she did. That's what she did. She cleansed people of their sins.
Can you mention if Mother Teresa ever touched Jeffrey Dahmer's head, was mentioned during LB on History?
Alexa, did Mother Teresa ever touch Jeffrey Dahmer's head?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question I heard.
Ask her, do you know who Jeffrey Dahmer is?
Do we want to get into that? Yeah,
go ahead, I guess.
Alexa, who is Jeffrey Dahmer?
Jeffrey Lionel Dahmer, also known as the Milwaukee Cannibal, was an American serial killer and sex offender who committed the rape, murder, and dismemberment of 17 men and boys between 1978 and 1991.
Nailed it.
You know what's disappointing?
Alexa nailed that one.
You know what's disappointing is Alexa knows who Jeffrey Dahmer is, but she didn't know who Milt Schmidt was.
I know.
It's a real product, Amazon. Even looks like a hockey puck.
It's a real problem.
Yeah. You know, I got this in the mail for review in exchange for my unbiased opinion, and I have to say, if I could give it 0 stars, I would. The only reason I'm giving it 1 star is because of the functionality of adding things to my shopping list.
Can you ask Alexa if JFK stands for just freaking kidding?
Alexa, what does JFK stand for?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question I heard.
I figured that, you useless piece
this
of crap.
Say, what is JFK? Oh, jeez. You're confusing her by not saying it. You got to say it directly.
Nah, I think she's just stupid.
You can only be abusive to Alexa if you don't have a smart home. Because if you have a smart home,
right.
You get home, she's messing with lights. Right. She's locking
your toaster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everything.
Screw you, man.
Well, that's a robot uprising right there.
Is.
Did you see by any chance, the prosthesis bot that was unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas yesterday.
That can run 20 miles an hour?
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Thanks.
And can chase you down.
I'm good.
And I mean, the thing is absolutely terrifying. And it's operated by like a human.
A person that sits inside it.
A person sits inside it. It can run 20, 25 miles an hour, chase you down, and maul you to death in 5 seconds.
So here's my question. Cool?
Yep.
Do you get a DUI in that thing if you're hammered?
I don't know.
Or no, because it's the robot.
You get a DUI on a lawnmower.
Is it technically a vehicle?
Right? The lawnmower or horses, and this thing is too. It's transporting
this
you.
But
if you're not operating it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, technically you are, but you're not.
This is the birth of the Borg. Trek fans know what I'm talking about.
The only thing good is you want to have it in case you run into the winged demon of Arizona at late night when you're walking home.
Wouldn't this help if you were drunk? Then you could just program it on how to get home, and you can just pass out, and it'll walk you home.
Yeah, probably.
Right? You program it to stop and grab a pizza.
Probably.
Right?
Oh, yes.
You're hammered. You just grab a nap, grabs you a pizza. You wake up at home. You're all set.
Here's a text that says, I don't like the way Alexa says dismember. It's very robot uprising-ish. Well, yeah. The whole thing is very...
I can't find the answer to the question.
You know that, Alexa. Thank you.
I mean, before we get out of here, because we're up against the clock, I nailed Mother Teresa, right?
Literally?
That's not something I wanted to hear on a Friday.
Yeah. It's Friday.
The part that I missed?
She wasn't an angel. She's not an angel. She's a saint.
She was a nun.
She's a nun. You got that.
Okay. So what did she do? What was it that I missed? Well, she traveled the world inspiring people, touching people's lives, cleansing lives.
She was criticized, I believe.
What do you want, the color of her hair? At the end, she was gray.
Wasn't the big criticism of her was that she actually helped the spread of AIDS because she had an issue with contraception.
Yeah,
and
when she went to Africa.
Well,
so she really didn't, and when it came to healing, really did not help those people.
Well, that's because of the church. Yeah. That's common knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if she traveled. Whatever. Did she travel the world, or did she just stay in Calcutta?
She went to India. Was really Calcutta, India.
She did all her work was in India.
Why don't you ask Alexa?
I'm not asking her anything else here. She's very disappointing.
Well, the Amazon people are going to have to send over a new Alexa.
I mean, have to get Alexa a tutor or something.
You're going to have to reboot. Yeah.
I didn't understand the question.
If you could give a reboot on that.
For the record, Mother Teresa was like 5 feet tall. She had like a size 4 foot.
She what?
She was a diminutive woman, yes.
Yeah. She was very diminutive, yes. All right. I
can't believe you guys aren't giving me my due on this. Really not happy.
Break on that one, bud.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.